השיעור מספר 7.
Lesson number 7.
הקשר הנכון הרוחני בינינו,
the correct spiritual connection between us is called arvut. The mutual guarantee. Arvut is the state where a thread from each one reaches every other one. A thread of connection. And that's how we're connected. Everyone to everyone. Just imagine. Anyone who knows math can make the calculation. Let's say we have 1,000 people. From each one, needs to have threads running out to 999 other people. How many total threads do we have that connect all the 1,000 people between them? Who knows? It's good that you don't know. We'll have to discover it from Kabbalah, from the wisdom of Kabbalah. In math, it's simple.
בסדר, לא חשוב. אז לכן הקשר הנכון בינינו הוא מגיע למצב,
that's why the correct connection between us comes to such a state where it becomes an area. We're all connected, and the creator that is revealed in this area makes this area into there's no more threads. There's simply one desire in which everyone is connected. This in total is called arvut. So, a sage is writing to us. It is impossible to the common soul unless through arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend, where all are regarded as one. The love and unity are mainly in the desire, where when each one pleases his friend, and by this they are included in the upper desire, which is the purpose of unity. Meaning, if we make sure that the friend's desire will be kept, and he makes sure that my desire will be kept or fulfilled, then between us the Creator is found. But if, like him, like me, we have 10, this is already a complete desire. And the arvut is the web of connections between us, where it's certain we will discover the Creator. At 10. That's why. Why is it called arvut? That each one is arev, is a guarantor for the other. I don't think about myself. I ensure, I make sure that the friend's desire will be fulfilled, and he ensures that my desire will be fulfilled. And in this way, we exchange desires between us, and the connection between us then becomes such that the Creator can be revealed in. Light of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, echida. In this way, the light begins to appear between us. That's why all the laws that we learn about in the wisdom of Kabbalah are all included in the arvut, in such a form that our mutual connection has to be complete. How can we imagine between us, let's say, 10, in which there is a complete connection between all the friends? Give us a depiction, depict that state.
Bueno, esta decena la imagina y la lección matinal cada día.
Well, this 10, I imagine it every morning lesson, this connection that there is between us. Through the morning lesson, we begin to put together the threads that connect us. Also, in the workshops that we do, guided by Rav, we begin to influence each other, to build ourselves. And if we pay attention, we'll immediately feel that we are thinking and supporting a friend. And gradually, this way, we come to Arvut.
Yeah, this Arvut.
It's
a pact, this contract by which each one helps the other. It's very important that we have the correct perception of the friend. When the friend helps us, they can turn the friend's perception of reality, and that's what helps us to advance spiritually. And each one of us must help the friends. This is the way to get there.
Me anulo donde veo la grandeza del amigo. Hago ese trabajo de anulación y adhesión.
I annul and I work on seeing the greatness of the friend, and this work of annulment is all the time until we form this common vessel where every one of the ten sefirot nullifies before the other and creates this place for the Creator to be revealed.
Yeah, the first step, as the friend said, is the morning lesson. And these threads that connect us, I think it's the intention, the intentions. Now, this will be our work. In this, through this, we connect. We do everything that we do through them, and every action that we do, the intention should be in advance, before every action. Hence, we have to always and consistently remain in this intention to give contentment to the Creator. This is the goal. This is the point of connection between us. This is our intention. It's like a light that is taking me, pulling me ahead.
Yeah, it's like a field where we begin to receive the Creator as if the way He works between us, or the way He awakens every one of us and awakens states within us, which all depend on our perception. It's like this feeling that we have in feeling each other, and this is the relationship that we have with Him is actually the relationship between us that we need to nourish.
To make these efforts, we feel the intentions of the friends. We are included in them, and we also generating that a common intention. Now we notice the changes like one language between us, but without words.
This language is expressed with love, and love is what connects us. And the result of annulment, of leaving ourselves for the sake of the friends, and also building such a new body with new power that is received from the Creator. And this is what nourishes us and keeps us in the intention to realize the goal.
I didn't have an opportunity to listen to the question, but according to what you're saying, We know what is our work. We know we can't do anything. We won't attain anything without Arvut. The Arvut, as Rav just said, includes all other laws.
What we do, we need to create a society where everyone is responsible for the others, where we're all guarantors for each other. And this condition is, luckily, a necessary condition, and this is a Kabbalistic society. It's the society where we can advance towards love of friends and love of the Creator.
Yeah, this agreement, this arvut between us, we attain through the trust, we feel this responsibility, we see a friend that's lacking something, we begin to feel this thread that's connecting us, that separated us, that something happened, something was torn, something is not as strong as it needs to be, and there gradually we to connect to the friend and to invest more intentions for him in this web of love that is built. It collects us and obligates us.
Our main work is to connect to each other in all of these threads, these connections, is from each friend to the nine other friends. More than nine is not good, because we lose the connection. We can't maintain it. And less than nine, well, if you can join more, reaching 10 including myself, meaning, that's good. So, because the main thing for us is to bring ourselves to connection between all of these broken souls, where there is a shattering between them, and they're connected to each other as if they are one soul. If we engage in that, then Baal HaSulam writes to us, this is in excerpt number 3, that one must not exit the collective and ask for himself, even asking for bringing contentment to the Creator, only for the whole. We have to understand this system. One person, an individual, cannot do anything. The Creator is only in a group, minimum 10. Because one who comes out of the collective and asks for himself doesn't build, but actually ruins his soul. And every person must muster all his strength to gather with the 10 in prayer to the Creator to be included in the 10. And then he's included in the soul. So one must not exit the 10. By that, he is removed from building his soul. And who knows if he will receive and when he will receive such an opportunity. How do we guard ourselves not to exit the 10? Because only there I can further and further strengthen, to the point that in my connections with others, I build a place for the revelation of the Creator, meaning the soul. Please, how do we do this? How do we maintain this so that I don't run away? What do I need to do? Who knows what will happen, what thoughts I'll have, what desires, what calculations. All of a sudden, poof, and I'm taken away and I drift and I disappear. How can I now, when I feel that it's important, make some connections and engines, cuffs, handcuffs, so that I don't run away? Please, what do you recommend? Each and every group should make a decision. What do you think that will definitely hold us from running away? Please.
La decena, el grupo, y cada amigo que la...
The ten, the group. What makes it up is a special kli. It's a work instrument that allows us to build love, and love is the basis. So that the friend will be with us. The ten should be a place where the friend will be met with help, warmth, joy, the meeting of the true friends. And this is the kli we're building. Through love, we're building this mechanism that makes it so that the force of the creator will surround us and move between us.
For many generations, Kabbalists created a format for us and a method. And this method is one of love and connection. And we know that Rabash, with the writings of the group, gave us the basis for how to build a society and how we can each time go closer to connection, and how through this process of connection of the Kabbalists, everyone begins to connect with each friend of the ten. And this connection becomes our voot that guards each and everyone. And our voot becomes more important than each and everyone. And that connection stands between us and the revelation of the Creator. And we have to understand that without this, there is no Creator.
How not to fall, not to run away from the ten. Many times I feel that yearning, that feeling inside of me, and also during the Congress, that it's a power. Now you have to do it to come out of this circle, and the friend comes to you immediately and embraces you, tells you something. And you have to understand how the Creator speaks to you, how He gives you the opportunity to be together with the friends. But it's clear, we're in the Congress, so how do we do it? How can we do it? Every day. In our tents, in order to not run away, to stay on the path, continue the path. This is the question. We need to carry it in our hearts, like with awe, or the fear of the Creator, in order, because to leave the path that we have, that we're in. I don't even want to imagine to myself. That's why we need to help each one, to everyone, to raise a prayer and do the work, and not for myself. To always remind and remember that only the friends can help. I can't do anything, but the friends can, and that's why the arvut, the mutual guarantee, is when all of us together are thinking about each one of us, and the circle is moving constantly. As the Rav said, it's a perpetual mobile.
Yes, everyone for everyone. None of us can say that we don't get these thoughts. It happens and it will happen, and every state happens in a new way. But what we know is that our concern, our attention, our commitment to bring contentment to the Creator lies between us, and that will save us.
We have to think of the friends in any moment, every moment possible. If I can't do anything for myself, but I can do it for the friends, and then we need to keep focused on it and remind one another so as not to forget that without the friends, without the connection, we will have no strength. And that's what we need to give to one another.
Like Georgi said, it's a wheel that keeps spinning all the time. When you receive strength, you need to immediately think of the friends. You need to think of the way in which I can contribute something to them and ask for them so that they have the power. So the power to always remember the friends, and that's how it works. That's how we need to work. Next friend.
Tenemos que pedir, como decís, los unos por los otros.
We need to ask one for the other, and we need to invest in the group, because everything we do, everything we invest in the group, in the friends, when it's all said and done, during the tough moments, there's a reservoir, a storehouse. We need to show the love of brotherly love, to demonstrate the care and concern, and we need to raise the prayer. And we have it, we should always be sensitive to the states each friend finds himself in, and this process of the falls we have to be sensitive to it and attentive to it to help them, and as fast as possible to pay attention to the friends.
We know this work is very important, and being every day in the morning lesson, because that's where we grow, that's where we are nourished, and there we do the work that is intended for us and what we need to do. And we need to understand that this is how we are nourished, and to merit the work that Rav is doing for us. And we know that we'll reach difficult states, but always think of the friends and not too much engage in their personal states.
The person can't do anything for himself. Only the friends can be guarantors to him, and he can be a guarantor to them, and only through this prayer and this daily work. It's not one day. It adds up.
Rav, we have to discover the positive, good attitude of bestowal of love to each other so that everyone can see it, to really advertise it, to do it on purpose, to let everyone see how much I love the friends. Because in this revelation, Rabash writes, I awaken the friend's heart towards other friends, so that the friends also feel that everyone is engaged in love of friends. And the benefit from it is that one receives a greater strength to act in love of friends, a force that everyone is included from. The more I make the friend, I drive the friend to also act with a force of love and bestowal, it comes back to me because I caused it. That's how it works in spirituality. And that's why we always must advertise the matter of connecting in love. Love meaning connection between one to the other. That's it. We have to advertise that. We have to show that to everyone, to awaken everyone towards that. And specifically by each one showing the other that he's working on it, it helps the other and comes back to him. So our work is simple. To try to reveal, to show love to the friends. And what if I don't love? So play as if you do love. Make believe, and then you'll see how much it works. The friend doesn't know if you're pretending or not. He'll think that it's true, and it awakens him as well to search for the quality of love, and that will go back to you, and you will feel that you also have that. Through the friend, it works like that. So we have to show our love to each other forcefully until it is ignited by itself. Please, how do we show love between us even in the current state where we don't have love? Go ahead.
Bueno, uno tiene que jugar, ¿no? Amar a los amigos, demostrar.
Each one has to
start playing with it right now. Start acting out love of friends. Start speaking this way to each other. Start feeling how you are repelled by it on the one hand, but it also changes something within you because you're not used to it. Go ahead.
Sí, hay que jugar a amar a los amigos, demostrarlos, traer chocolates.
I have to play with love of friends, give them chocolate, buy them through the gifts, to hold them, connect to them, to buy the friends through the actions, show them that we're there for them.
Rodeados de hermosos amigos, incluso amigos que... que su lengua materna no es español.
We are surrounded by our friends here, and it's not friends. It's friends whose language is not Spanish, but it makes it even more beautiful and charming, and you can really connect to the friend's heart this way. There's a friend here from Serbia, and Georgi from Georgia, and that's amazing. And we can see that behind all these masks, we are a unique force that we can celebrate and put more quality in and achieve connection. And this group ultimately is the creator. That's what the 10 is in front of us, and that's our place to work.
If I recall from the last Congress in Mexico, we wanted to build one sentence. We came to a line that says, love or die. And oftentimes it's a feeling we want to come to, this feeling where facing this resistance when it shows up. The body, the distance, the face, it's an excuse not to connect. And this game, we don't even know how to do it. We continue to play and impress the friends.
Rabash writes even more. He writes in the the letter, that one should always stand guard, be vigilant, to awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself, meaning until the love burns and rises in the heart of the friends. I must always think of that and work on that. Show them my love. Do whatever I can. And by this, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon you. By that, as you awaken the friend's heart with love, by that you awaken the Creator, the Creator's love towards you. Continue.
Sí, bueno. Seguimos con este juego.
We continue with this game where we can do what we can do each moment of each day, but the ego doesn't let us. What we can do, I believe, is invite the Creator to this game every time anew, and every time through the Creator to start this game, because we only have one intention. Everything we do, the importance of why we're doing this game, what for, why are we playing? We can play soccer, no? Or any other sports. Put a little bit of beer. Many examples from our life. But how can we play this spiritual game? We need to always include the intention of the Creator for the importance of including the friends, supporting the friends. There are many small friends that the friend needs. He needs attention. He needs nothing more. Even corporeally, every person needs this concern. And whenever you make an action towards a person, you show him that attention, it's felt, and he has to react, respond.
Friends, the truth is, I feel like a little kid when I'm among you. I don't know where you find this strength, this desire. This deficiency. Whatever the state is, I see that you all transcend, and that you, in every moment, all that I have left is just to follow you, and I'm always two steps behind you. And I'm thankful for the feeling that is hard to express in words, but I will. It's this gratitude that I see in you, this greatness that you express to me. And in my eyes, you're just huge, and I have to tell you that. And this game opens the heart of the friends. You melt my heart every day and bring me closer to you.
I'll continue what the friend said. It's really true what I feel towards each and every one here that I'm here. It's not just with words, but also with a smile, how this friend pours the water, he takes care of the friends. There's a beautiful energy in it. It's gorgeous to be in this tent, in this society. It's like a gift. That's what we need to do. That's what we are doing, this effort to show the importance that each one has. But in a way that they have it. I don't know, I'm simply so grateful to the friends. They're so great. They have such big hearts.
Yeah, it's like this flame that the friends build, this great flame, and it gives you just this, you just need to add wood to the fire. The warmth is already there, and the fire is great, and this fire is, you maybe you think you're just adding a piece of wood, but this fire is great.
Here the text is telling us that the society, the foundation of society is love of friends. And that's a gift of the Creator. The Creator is giving us these friends in order to show us another thing. So we would learn, so we'd be able to give them the opportunity to resemble Him. And we know that even though we're not, you know, in these moments of upliftment and the love doesn't come out of our eyes, it should at least come out of our mouths. And we know that this love does not exist without its, you know, inverted form. And we have to rise above that and reach this true love, always in ascending above reason, above the egoistic desire.
There is nothing more beautiful, and even though sometimes it's very difficult, there is still nothing more beautiful than that.
Realmente, ¿tú crees que yo he hecho algo? Es mi decena. Sois vosotros. Sin vosotros no existe. ¿Dónde estaría ahora? ¿Estarán la tele? ¿Hace tonterías? No. Sois muy grande.
Where was I without you? What would I be? Just watching TV, doing stupid things. You are so great to me. I admire you. And that power is what we have to show Europe. That's what we have to show the love of friends to Europe, and they have to feel us. They have to feel that we are fighting and biting and trying and doing many things, but we're in arvut. We're in mutual arvut and love to each other, because we know that without each and every one of you, I can't even think. What can I do? Nothing. And that is love. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes less. But we're already learning what love is, because we're learning from the Creator. We're with Him on the path, and we will continue with Him together.
This dance, what's beautiful about this dance is that we do it together. We're dancing it together, timed in sync together with the Creator, and this power exists, and the Creator teaches us to dance.
Даже если мы не видим сейчас изменения в физическом мире, оно все равно происходит благодаря тому объединению, которое происходит сейчас.
Yeah, I think that this connection, even if we don't see it physically, it's happening thanks to the connection in this table, and it's thanks to the connection between all the differences and languages that exist here. We managed several times today to break our hearts. I saw that my heart doesn't know how to care for you, but today I felt that you're capable of doing that. And it was wonderful to see that I'm also capable of doing that, that I can also knock, hit the stony hearts.
Практической кабалы. Вы видите, нет никаких разных языков. Нет, практически нет ничего, кроме...
You see, there are no different languages. There is nothing. It's all one topic, and it's the most important now. This example, this upliftment, this exaltation, we can solve any problem.
Katuv.
It's written.
Katuv.
It's written.
It says that one should always ask for his friend, meaning to turn to the Creator and ask for the friend. Because for oneself, one cannot ask. it even works to his detriment. But when he asks for his friend, then the friend receives what he asked for, what the first one asked for him, and the first one receives as well. Because he prayed for his friend, he rose above his ego and he made a correction in connection between the two, above the shattering between the two. And if everyone prays for his friend, asks for his friend, it turns out that they all benefit, the whole ten, meaning every one for the other, receives a response from the Creator. Just see how simple this patent is. And this is called being guarantors for each other, that they each ask for the other from the Creator, and by that they are all answered. So, let's try between us, let's sign between us such a contract that everyone is obligated to ask for the friend from the Creator, and that will certainly bring good to everyone. So what's missing? It's all in our hands. We don't depend on anyone here. If all my friends agree with this, just go ahead. There's no boundary to what we can get. It's all up to our request. So, how do we start asking each one for the others in the group, and the whole group then rises to a degree where there is nothing lacking? Go ahead.
Sí, el pacto este que tenemos que
en este pacto tenemos que entrar. Agreement.
Es un estado, amigos.
We have to enter into this state. Our vote is a state when everyone agrees to enter into this. Our vote, we have to look for it every moment. We need to renew this agreement between us forever until the correction. And I'm asking you if you are ready to enter that state. We have to ask the Creator to be a guarantor in this arvut between us. And that document is only the beginning.
¿Cómo no iba a estar de acuerdo? No hay cosa más maravillosa y más grande que...
How can we not agree? There's nothing greater and better than the opportunity to be part of the connection with you. How can we not want to sign? Well, what better can we get?
Yeah, I also agree, says the next friend. It's something amazing. We hear what Rav said and what the friends are saying. It's something that helped us in order to reveal it. We are signing. We are signing it with the Creator because we are speaking His language. And we have to renew this contract at every moment and ask. Because without friends, you can't even ask.
Yeah, when we see the constant commitment of the friends in everything they do, in the efforts in the morning lesson, in all the efforts they make, you notice that they already signed the Arvut before, and only you are late.
Special announcement. We are in the swing of an amazing Congress Bulgarian group and all of you made such a wonderful, wonderful job, and we're feeling this love. But we're gonna take this love, and we want to announce a special occasion, which is gonna happen on December 7th. We're gonna have a virtual congress in Asia.
Okay, friends, this is it. This is the moment, because right now, this is the first time we are having a congress in Asia. And this is a very special moment, a very special kli. Don't think that this congress, you attend the Gmar Tikkun. We are still far, okay? And we have a long way to go. And now we have to sense the new kli, which is Asia, which has been not so open to the world kli, but now we open ourselves because of this congress. Thank you to all the friends. We are continuing our next congress there, and we are bringing the light together and bringing the Creator between our connection.
Maybe we can see on the screen the Asian Australasia Zoom. I don't know if you all know how many friends we have in Asia. We have friends in Iran. We have friends in the Philippines, in Singapore, in Indonesia, in South Korea, I hope soon in North Korea also. And we have in New Zealand, India, China, and many other countries, Australia, of course. That's the biggest group in Asia. And it's going to be on Shabbat, on Saturday, 7th of December. And it's going to be very, very strong, because there is such a strong desire, deficiency for Asian group to serve the world kli and to organize this congress. We're going to do it all day. Congress as a great preparation for the men and big congress, men and women, and big congress in Israel. That's going to be preparation. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
L'chaim. And please bring your love.
para ba 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 para 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 para